doesn't take away from the worth of it, then he's in his potter. Or man the yom of the second one, Reb Nosson. Or man the yom of the shlech, v'yad kisal v'shlichas yad enes v'chassaron. You don't have to have a chassaron. Anytime a shaymer takes it and uses it for his own use, he has a lach of a shlech v'yad, he's chayav like a gazlin. But mask of lora sheshes. Me did not look at Tony. Does our Mishnah say not look, the shaymer took it, till to look at Tony. It just says he was matatli, moved it around. Doesn't say he like stole it or like he was shlech v'yad. And the rather Omer of Sheshes, Akhbe Mayaskinon, who going Shetiltalo, Lohovi Alegazolot, that the Shoimer moved his barrel for his own usage, because he wants to climb on top of it to get his birds down from the roof. Because Sofar, and we heard like this, our Mishnah, that Shoel Shalemidas, Gazlin Heavy, that he was a Shoel Shalemidas, you went to use something for your own sake, not so much as Shlech Boyad, but you just went to use it for your own sake, so that's called a Shoel Shalemidas, that you have a look like a Gazlin also. And therefore, the Kula Rabbi Shmuel, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Simon says, because of, they say, the Kula Rabbi Shmuel, whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So then, in the ratio, it's good that when you put it down again, it's called the good Hashava, that's why you put it. The Sefer, what does the Sefer say even after you put it down? Still, Yechayiv, Shenicha b'mokim Shaina Mekoimo. We're talking about that you put it down in the place that the owner did not specify it to be its Mokim. Like the Sefer is talking about the owner was in Yachad Lamokam. So if you brought it back to that place, that would be called the Gura Shava. The reason why the Sefer says you're still Chayiv, you put it down to Mokam, Shayna Mekoyim. Having more says. And now, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan want to answer the Mishnah this way? Like Rabbi Yochanan says there's no way to answer our Mishnah according to one man, the Yama. Rabbi Yochanan, Hanicha de Mekoyim Mashma. Even in the Sefer, when it says that the Shayna put it down, it's Mashmi, put it down in its right place. And still the Sefer says Yechayiv. So if you learn, you put it back in the same place, in the real place, so then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you should be potter, because you made a good hashava. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that our sefer could only go according to Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yochanan learns that now Mishnah, the ratio is Rabbi Shmuel, and the sefer is Rabbi Kiva. Now, Itma, we learned like this. Rav Levi, it's an achlekes Rav Levi. Chadama once says, Shlichas Yad, Tzricha Chasarim. That's that a shamer is chayim, if he shaleich v'yad, if he takes it and uses it for his own sake, it's only we made a chasarim. He ruined it. He made a loss in it. The Chadam once says, no, Shlichas Yad, Einus Tzricha Chasarim. No, anytime you pick it up and use even a little bit, the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad is, even though you only pick up Niksas, you only use the Niksas, you chayiv on the whole thing. That's the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad over a Shoyel Shloimidas. A Shoyel Shloimidas is chayiv if you use the whole thing. But the Shlichas Yad, the Chiddush is, even though you only pick up a Niksas, you only use a little of it, you chayiv automatically for the whole thing. That's the Chiddush. There's a machlekes if the shlichas yad chayiv only with the chsarin, or else no, even if you don't have the chsarin. Someone says, this time I bring you proof, the Rav who the yom a shlichas yad enes v'chich chsarin. Rav is the one that says that shlichas yad does not need a chsarin. The time you will learn. Royish, or Roy Edroy, or a shepherd that was watching his flock of sheep, somebody else's flock of sheep, and he left over the flock of sheep, or bol year, he went to the city. And so he says, we're talking about it, he went in the time when he was allowed to go in. When there's a special time, like a lunch break, when the shepherd's allowed to go in. And in the meantime, a boar zev a Torah. A wolf came and ripped apart his edroy. Or boar ri, or else a lion came with Doris, treaded over them. Potter, the shamer is potter. Because he had a right to go in and anoint this happened. What about teniach makole v'tamilu yoleho? Let's say the shamer put a stick or his wallet on top of the flock, or top of the sheep. That's called he was a shleich v'yad. He used the sheep for his own use. Chayiv. Then the maisi is chayiv, because he's called a shleich v'yad. He's like a ganif. And then he's chayiv even anoints him. But the Zvina, but we have a kasher on this. Mishum deliach ma'kol v'tamid olech chayiv. Just because the one time he put a stick or a staff on top of the sheep, he's chayiv, hoshak linu, he took it away already. She's not a shleich v'yad anymore. Amrav Nachman, Nachman says, Amrav, v'yodin olech. We're talking about now that a stick, a staff are still on top of the sheep. For the Gemara Sawat, like the Shoyma left his staff on top of the sheep. For the Gemara, v'yodin olech ma'hevi. Even if he left it on top, Sawat, holei moshko. But he never made a shlichas yad. Mashma shlichas yad is you have to make some type of a kinyan. You have to take part of it for yourself. See, the shomer didn't make a meshich at all. So he didn't make any kinyan, so why is he chayiv? The yom rav shmuel bar yitzchok kam rav shekisha b'makil. Yes, we're talking about the shomer first hit him with a stick, for rotsa solofonav and ran in front of him. So Mela, that's called the shlichas yad. That's why the shomer is chayiv. The kol part of the kasher is, I've olei chosro, but there's nothing missing here. He just hit it. Half a minute, he gave a little hit on it. Said, so the sheep moved. But it didn't make a chosro. There's nothing missing there. Here should be a proof that Kesava Rav holds Shlichas Yad, that if a Shaymi uses the sheep for his own usage and he makes a kinyan on it, ain't a Shlichas Chasarin. He did not have to have a Chasarin, even though nothing is lost. No, there's no missing here, it's not devaluated, still Yechayiv. So the Mar says, no, there's no proof. The case is Shechisha B'Makel. When he hit it hard, that he made the sheep worthless. So he made a Chasarin in the sheep, that's why it's Chayiv maybe. And they can bring it before to the Tony Shekisha B'Makel. It says that he hit it with a stick. Why Daf with a stick? Shemamina Saraya, that he made a Chasarin, he made a loss there. Now the Gemara says, if so, immediately Rav so Shechis Yad to Chasarin. Since Rav holds, you have to have a loss. Is Levi the Bar Pluk to hold? So Shechis Yad ain't a Shechis Yad. No, when a Shomer is a Shlech Vayad, he'll be Chayiv even though he did not make a loss to it. The Gemara says, my time with Levi, what Levi's for him? Om Reb Yechon, Mishom Reb Yasi, Ban Roy. Was Mishuna Shlichas Yad Hamur B'Shem Esocho, Mishlichas Yad Hamur B'Shem Echinam. Like we'll soon see. It says it two times the Pasha of Shlichas Yad, both by Hashem Echinam and by Hashem Esocho. The Rashi is the Kloima. And Adoy Melezu, Shezu Nermo Letzorech, Vuloy Mishtam Mele Bechsorin. I will show Soy Mesocho Nermo Shal Letzorech, Mashmoy Yishabu El Dorsha. Because good it says it by Hashem Echinam. But why is it repeated a second time by Hashem Esocho? That's extra. So since it says it a second time, that comes to teach us that Yechayiv, even though there's no storm. That's the way Levi learns. Now, Vani Yoimer, that means Rabbi Yechonin says, Vani Yoimer, Eina Mishuna, no, it's not extra. Why it says it two times the Pasha of Shemichinam, and Shemichinam, this Indian of Shlichas Yad. Rashi says, Vani Yoimer means Rabbi Yechonin, Polegad Rabbi Yechonin, and Roy Rabbi, Vyoma Af, he, Letzarech Nemer, no, the reason the Torah said a second time Shlichas Yad, by the Pasha of Shem Esocha, we also need it. It's not extra. But the Levi Srilat Rav Yosef Ben Roy, the Nedrish Menei, the Entzvich Chasarim, the Nikra Kama, the Tetzik Adat Lechuvi Adem Chasalei. But just from one Pasuk alone, I wouldn't think you need a Chasarim. It's from the second Pasuk, I know you don't need a Chasarim. I'll say the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bani Yayim Eina Mishuna. Now my Mishuna, what was the Pshat in Rav Yosef Ben Roy, that he wanted to say Pshat Levi was, because it says it a second time, he meant to say like this. What's different here? Because really, Loitai Mashlichas Yad B'Shem Esocha. The Torah did not have to say a second time Shlichas Yad in the Pasha of Shem Esocha. V'teisim Mishem Mechinam, Ashkelon Anasim Mishem Mechinam. Oma Shem Mechinam, Shepot Abignei V'Aveda. A regular Shem Mechinam, if it's stolen from him or lost, he's potter. Still the Torah says a Pasha of Sholach Boyad Chayiv, if the Shem Mechinam takes and uses it for his own sake. He's Chayiv, as the Pasuk says, in lo yimotzi aganev nikra balabayis, tenishbash lo sholach boyad, v'lo posha b'shmerosoi. He has to swear that he was not a shleich boyad. So we see a shem echinim, if he was shleich boyad, he's chayiv. So it says it one time. And so, shem esocha, shechayiv b'nev yaveveda, lo kol shechayim. Isn't it for sure that a shem esocha should also be chayiv if he was a shleich boyad? If so, l'ma yichusa kazvina rachmona. Why does the Torah have to write a second time when the pastor of Shem HaSachar also the sinning of Shleich Vayad, if the Shem HaSachar takes it for his own use, he's Chayiv. Even Al Einsen, Leimel comes to teach us that Shleich HaSiyad ain't a Shleich HaSarin. The Torah says it a second time to teach us that a Shem HaSachar, and now look to give it back even to Shem HaChinam, that any Shem any time he takes it for his own usage, even though it takes part of it, he's a Shleich Vayad even a part of it, he has look like a Gazan on the whole thing, and it'll be Chayiv Al Einsen from now on. Vani Yomer, but Rabbi Yechonin says, "Ain't a Mishuna." No, it's not extra. Why, Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar, the Yomer that he says, "Dovu Doachasi," they're both only one thing. So Gemara says, "What do you mean, my Dovu Doachasi? What do you mean to say it's both one Hashem Chinam and Hashem Masocha?" Because he learns, in other words, we need both of them. Because really, Mishum Dikol Mifuch, you could ask a question like this: Ma Lishoyim Chinam Shekain Mishalom Teshlu Mekayfol V'Toyin Tainas Ganes Hashem Chinam also has a little chumra there. Hashem Mechinam is potter on Geneva Aveda. Let's say Hashem Mechinam swears that it was stolen from him. And then later we find out that he himself has it. That's called the Toyin Tanis Ganef, that he has luck, he has to pay that kefil. Mashenkin Hashem Mesocha never has to pay kefil himself. Because if it was stolen from him, he's not potter, he has to pay back the Karen. So Hashem Mesocha never has the ptur of Toyin Tanis Ganef. See, if so, the Torah would have just said, Shlech B'yadat Chayim B'Shem Mechinam. I would have thought the same, maybe it's only B'Shem Mechinam, because he has a chumra, he could come to have to pay kefil. My Shem Kein Shem Mesach never has kefil. So maybe Shem Mesach would not have the Pasha Shlech B'yad. That's what the Torah says it over a second time. But maybe there's no Chiddush, maybe both of them, Daf Ganida, a Chsarin. He has no right, the second one is extra to teach us that even without a Chsarin. Now the Gemara says, Oman Delay Par of the one that does not ask this question, so Rio, that's not a question. Because Karna Vloy Shvua, after the Shoyim Sacher has to pay for Geneva, if it was stolen from him, he always has to pay back the Karen to the owner. That's a bigger Chumra Adifa Mikfela Bishvua. That's what you tell me, a Shoyim Mechinam, sometimes he has to pay that careful. But a Shoyim Mechinam has it more simple, because he's Potter on Geneva Gaveda. If he swears that it was stolen, he's Potter. True, if we find that letter that he himself really stole it, they don't have to pay that careful. But Lechadchila, Shoyim Mechinam is Potter on Geneva. And a Shoyim Sacher is Chayiv on Geneva. So a Shoyim Sacher, that's called an Adifa. That's what a Shoyim Sacher always has to pay right away in Geneva. That's called a more Chama than a Shoyim Mechinam. Therefore, Levi, Rabbi Yosef held, that the terrorist says in the Pasha of Shoyim Mechinam, Yechayiv for Shleich Bayad, Pshita, Pshita, Shoyim Sacher would also be Chayiv for Shleich Bayad. So why does the Torah say it a second time? It comes to teach us that Shlichas Yad does not need a Chtar. Rava says like this, Loi toima Shlichas Yad, the Torah did not have to say it, Loi b'shar mechinim v'loi b'shar mesachar. It did not have to say it either one. Because really, if it takes to Mishael, I can learn that from the Pasha of a Shem Mishael, when you stand borrow something. Olma shoyel do adas bailim. Covid, when you're a shoyel, you have permission from the owner to use it. Still, sholach boyad chayiv, if you're shalech boyad, you're chayiv. Now, it's really a shoyel, there's no real shlichas yad. I mean, when a shoyel takes it, you have a right to use it. What's a shoyel? You're borrowing something to use it. So the Gemara means to say, that's kufar of shad. We know a shoyel is chayiv anointin. No matter what happens to it, you're chayiv. Why is a shoyel chayiv anointin? Because since the din of a shoyel is allowed to use it for anything, it's like he's a shlech boyad. In other words, a shoyel has the chayiv to pay for anointin because he has the right to use it. If so, shaymechinim and shaymesachar, lekoshchein, for them also for sure, that true, they're potter anointin. But if they take it and use it like a shoyel used it, they use it for their own usage, for sure they should be chayiv anointin. So really, I should know the svar shlech biyat should be chayiv from shoyel. If so, loma nema, why does the Torah say it over twice, by a shaymechinim and by a shaymesachar? To tell you, chad one pashvid leimalach, shlichas yadav tichasaron. One is to teach me that a shleich b'yad is chayv even though there's no missing. There's no chson, there's no loss. The eid of the second time, shleich toima, I shouldn't say, daya love min adin liyat chanadin. I only learned it out from shoyl, so it could only be like a shoyl. Ma shoyl b'bay l'potam. Just like a shoyl m'shoyl, if the owner is there when he's using it. He's potam. Maybe yav shoyl m'chinim v'shoyl m'sach b'bay l'potam. Maybe there'll be a chidish v'shoyl m'chinim v'shoyl m'sach also. If there's shleich b'yad, when the owner is there, maybe there'll also be potam. That's what Torah says the second time, though, that by Hashem Mechinam, Hashem Mesachar, if they're Shalech B'yash, like you did, even though the owner is there, still they'll be Chayiv anointed. Now the Gemara says, L'man v'yom Shlichas Yad, Tzrichas Sorin, Hani Tate Shlichas Yad Lomeli. Why do I have to have two psukim for them? According to him, you always need a Sorin, so why does I have to repeat it for? The Gemara says, Chodah one Shlech Taim Adayiv. That's good, we don't have to say Dayiv Lomin Adin, we just can Adin, like we just said. One is to teach us by Hashem Mechinam, the real of the Kashmir is, learn it out from Hashem Meshoyim. Why do you have to say over again, Shlichas Yad by Shem Mechinim and by Shem Mesachar? So one is to teach us not to say Dayoy, that by Shem Mechinim of Hishlech Boyad, even though the owner is there when he's working, still he's Chayiv. Either the second one is for, like a time like we learned. The Pasuk says, V'nikra v'balabayas el Elohim, we have to bring the balabas to Bezdin. That means l'shvua, that he has to swear. At when you're telling me l'shvua, that the Shem has to swear, or yen v'el l'din, maybe just means to Bezdin, nemr Shlichas Yad l'mata. The reason why Torah said a second time is to learn out, just like by Shoyel. Here the Torah says clearly, you have to swear. So by Shoyel Mestachar also. That's what the Torah says, the owner, by Shoyel Mechinim, that the owner brings the Shoyel to Bezdin, it means that the owner has the right to make the Shoyel swear to him. If the Shoyel says it was Nigdava, even though the Shoyel is Potter, still he has to swear. Rashi says, Nikra Balabai Salahim, in Lasholach, Avkan Meshua, Lamadnu Shoyel Meshalim Kefal. That's what he has to pay kefil, it's only the first the Shem Mechinim swore that it was stolen from him. And then we find out that he's a liar, he had it. Second thing also, we learn out that the Shem Mechinim is only potter when he swears that it was really stolen or really lost. But if he just says it was stolen, we don't believe him. There's a lucky he has to swear. That's what the Torah says, the Pasha of Shlichas Yad, secondly, by Shem Mechinim. To make this type of the Hekish, just like it says over there by Shoyel, with a Shavua, the Rashi never should have the matter, it's a Shem Socher. Shavua the Shem Tiyah Ben Shneim. And Lasholach better. I mean, it says it by Shem Socher. And it says the second time by Shem Mechinim. So the second time is to make this Hekish, they will learn out one from the other. So the kids are, this man, the Yama, Rav holds that Shlichas Yad always need a Chzorin. And the reason why Torah says it twice is, one not to say dayoy, the one to teach us the pasha, yes, this with. All right, stop.